SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Federal prosecutors have upgraded charges to first-degree murder against Romano Lakenwal, the suspect in Wednesday's shooting near the White House. The move comes after National Guard member Sarah Beckstrom died from her injuries. Another guardsman, Andrew Wolf, remains in critical condition. Brigadier General Leland D. Blanchard II is the interim commanding general of the D.C. National Guard. He told a press conference yesterday that Wednesday's shooting only strengthens the Guard's resolve to bring safety to the nation's capital.
Make no mistake, each and every one of these soldiers and airmen will meet and exceed the expectation that we have for them. They are, in fact, America's best.
Canada may try to sell more of its oil to countries other than the United States.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Premier of the oil-rich province of Alberta have agreed to work toward building a pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports beyond the U.S. It's a move that has caused some dissension within Carney's inner circle because it would also ease an oil tanker ban off parts of the British Columbia coast. Carney has set a goal for Canada to double its non-U.S. exports in the next decade. Rich Thomason reporting.
Retailers expect a blockbuster Black Friday with nearly 187 million Americans shopping. Economist Steve Moore encourages Americans to remain optimistic about the future.
Today, there are so many opportunities for young people. We are entering this new age of technology, which is going to be just incredible how it changes our life and makes it's going to be the most bountiful period ever in the history of mankind, with robotics and artificial intelligence and all of these incredible inventions.
This is SRN News. Tis the season for living nativities.
With the Christmas season now in full swing, churches all across the nation are preparing their living nativity displays. First Baptist Church of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin will present theirs on December 6th and 7th. In Kentucky, a mobile living nativity will visit locations in Owen, Gallatin, and Grant counties beginning December 5th. And in Indiana, the Southern Wells Community Church will present their interactive nativity on December 7th. Michael Harrington reporting.
A water company in New Jersey has teamed up with a number of churches and food banks to distribute goods to poor people across the state. New Jersey American Water has donated $25,000 to 10 food banks and held food drives at each of its operating centers, which garnered over 1,000 pounds of food and donations from employees and company partners. Amongst the congregations that have been working with the water company are St. John's Pentecostal Church in Salem. This is SRN News. Santa Fe, New Mexico is the first city in the U.S. to directly link wages to housing affordability. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the city's novel way to make housing more affordable.
As rising rents and housing prices have squeezed households nationwide, cities are trying to be more creative in combating the problem beyond just building more housing. One city, Santa Fe, is the first city in the U.S. to directly link wages to housing affordability, aiming to counter high rents by tying minimum wage increases to consumer prices, as well as fair market rental rates, subject to a 5% cap in case costs skyrocket. Santa Fe's minimum wage will increase to $17.50 starting in 2027. About 9,000 workers will see a bump in wages once the ordinance kicks in. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Valuable eels are in decline all over the world, leading to a new push for restrictions on trade to try to help stave off the extinction. More details, SRN.